What's up, what's up, and welcome to this episode of Chats with Gigi. I'm Gigi Diaz, and today's episode, you know what? It's mostly for my girls that are tuning in, but boys, you can stick around too. Everybody's welcome. Now, joining me in the studio, I've got an incredible, incredible woman. Her name is Heather Monahan. You probably already know her. She is the founder of Boss in Heels, a glass ceiling award winner. She is a women's empowerment expert, and she is here to talk about her new book, already a bestseller. It is called Confidence Creator. Tell me all about this book. Welcome to the show.
So the book is really the lowest moments in my life and how in each one of those moments I learned how to create confidence and how the reader can too.
And is it difficult to have to go back to all those moments? I mean, I feel like sometimes when we go through difficult moments, when we go through failures in life, the last thing we want to do is ever think about them when we've overcome them. Was it hard to go back to all those things and relive it as you wrote?
It was the hardest, scariest, most confidence challenged moment for me in my entire life. It was very hard. Yeah.
And what led you to want to do that?
I got fired from my chief revenue officer position that I had been in for 14 years and, you know, had really succeeded in. I was blindsided. And in that moment when I sat on my couch crying, shocked, not knowing what to do, I took a step back and said, what do I really want to do with my life? And I thought, I need to teach people what I've learned because it just shouldn't be for those people that get to those high level positions. And that's the day when I said, I'm going to start writing. I don't know what I'm going to write, but I'm just going to start writing.
That was actually one of my questions is what was that determining moment? Because you have a very interesting history. You started off poor. You weren't born into luck. You really worked your way into who you are right now. So starting off poor, going to school, you started as a sales rep, worked really, really hard, made it very quickly to what I would consider, especially for a woman in sales, to the top of the line, and then you get fired. So that moment must have been so overwhelming. And deciding to write is how you overcame that moment, but what was it that brought you out of it? Because the writing was, this is what I'm going to do about it. But what brought you out of it? What snapped and said, made you say, okay, I got to stop this crying. I got to get it together.
I write about this actually in the book. I put together a 30-day plan because looking too far into the future when you're really struggling, it's crippling. It hurts you.
It's overwhelming.
It's too much. So it's the same thing I did when my son broke his leg. I take a piece of paper. I write out 30 squares. And I literally cross off the days each day writing what I accomplished so I can feel good about myself and also what showed up that surprised me. Because when you look back at the end, you say, oh my gosh, on day two, I didn't realize what was coming into my world on day 10, what opportunity. And I asked for a lot of help, which paid off.
And I think that's something that's really difficult to do, right? I think especially for us women, because we feel like we can do everything at once and we take on so much more weight than we need to. And asking for help is really not as hard as we make it be.
Well, for me, I was one of those people that would say, I don't need help. I got this. I'll figure it out. Because I was afraid people would see me as insecure or not good enough.
Right.
In that moment when I was fired, I thought, no one even knows I'm fired. What can I do? And I put it on social media. I said, I have been struggling the past couple of days. After 14 years, my position was eliminated, and I really don't know what to do. If I've affected you in any way, I'd love to hear from you. I need your support. And I had, I think it was 100,000 responses that I got, and people offering to help me and telling me their story. And it was really, really uplifting.
So I feel like us women are really awesome. I mean, we can do things that the boys can't do. Just naturally, we are strong and we are powerful. And I feel like subconsciously, most of us know that. But where do you think is the disconnect where we know that we are great beings subconsciously and somewhere in our conscious mind, we lose that awareness and we become insecure and we lose that confidence? Where do you think that happens?
So much of it happens at a young age through media. Unfortunately, we are living in a world of fake news, fake media, Instagram filters, and people comparing themselves to someone who's not real, and you don't have that whole story. And I write a lot about the end of comparison. Comparing yourself to you yesterday is an excellent comparison because you can see I came further, I tried harder, and you can build confidence in that moment. Conversely, comparing yourself to some person you don't know and you don't have the information behind that person, you're comparing apples and oranges. It makes no sense and it's going to diminish you and diminish your confidence.
And I think sometimes even comparing ourselves to the people that we supposedly know is also a big mistake, because we all portray something different about ourselves. So your great friend may still not be giving you the whole story of the greatness that she portrays or he portrays about him or herself on social media. You're definitely your biggest competition, right?
Absolutely. And when you keep that, you know, vision on you, you really can lift yourself up. And that's how you take that next step and start building that confidence. So definitely stay focused on you.
Now, where is the line that we draw, though, between focusing on ourselves and saying, I'm going to work on me, and becoming completely self-consumed?
Well, people often say to me, what's the difference between confidence and narcissism? Which is what I think is close to what you're asking right now. I personally believe those people that are acting so consumed, narcissistic, and full of themselves, they are the least confident people that are out there. They're putting up a front. That's not real. If you're really confident, you can say, wow, I am scared and I'm still going to move forward. Because that's what confidence is really about. Believing enough in yourself that you're willing to put yourself in a scary situation, but going anyways.
So right now you're an empowered woman. You decided, and through the one of the hardest things you've gone through, to create your own brand to help other people and to empower us girls out there to be our best. But what would you say, when you were working for other people, was your biggest challenge and difficulty as a woman in the workforce?
Being bullied at work. And it's hard for some people that knew me back when I was in corporate America to understand I truly was bullied. And it's so clear now, being outside of it. I had a woman in my space that would actually act like I wasn't in the room when she would walk in. She would hug everyone else and say hello and completely disregard me. And those passive aggressive moves, they chip away at your confidence over time. And it really started upsetting me. And I wasn't in a situation, or I didn't feel empowered or confident enough to say, excuse me, I'm here and you need to at least say hello to me. In time, it began to change. And when it did, I started I turned it into a game where I would say, hi, you missed me, I'm over here. And, you know, that evolved into me feeling better about myself. Of course, that changed the dynamic in the relationship. And in the end, that woman terminated me.
Of course she did. But that woman was the best thing that ever happened to you, I would think, maybe after your son.
Well,
right?
Everybody says that. And I say, I don't really want to give her any credit. But however, I will say, being fired forced me to take a leap that I don't know I would have taken otherwise. And so that's a gift.
And so for the women that are listening right now, that are on that brink, that are on that moment where, you know, you kind of go back and forth a little and are afraid to take the leap themselves, even if they haven't been fired. Maybe they're just thinking, I don't want to do this anymore. What message do you have for those women that are right there on the edge of their greatness?
Fear is a liar. It's not real. And the more that you can come to grips with that and start looking back at your life and other moments you were scared and you did give something a shot, and realizing, I didn't die, I'm still here. It wasn't real. I created that fear in my mind. It's never going to be as bad as you actually think. And I am living proof. I promise you, I was petrified and things worked out better than okay. They worked out great. So take that step, believe in you, and pull on your past strengths and never look back. And you will literally take a step into not only building your confidence, but moving your life in a direction that it's truly meant to go.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us in the studios today. Make sure you look Heather up and follow her entire story. It really is impressive. And you got to check out her book. Yeah, The Confidence Creator is available right now on Amazon and anywhere else that you buy your books. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Be sure to follow on social media at Gigi Diaz Live to know what's coming up next week right here on Chats with Gigi. Thanks for listening.